Oh, Beck with Devil's Haircut. And someone's been going around giving Devil's Clubs haircut, right? Aaron, she's not with me on that. No, I don't know what you're talking about.
Yeah, sure.
Aaron Anais. Anais?
Anais.
Anais. Aaron Anais. I go always, sorry, I've known you forever and I get your name wrong. But Aaron Anais Heist is here with us to talk about Devil's Club Pesto here on Foodie Friday.
Woo!
Welcome to Foodie Friday.
Thank you. I love this feature.
You have a really cool foodie column that you've been writing that I love reading.
Thanks.
And I get to check it out, and we all get to check it out. You're a food blogger and forager, but you're doing that for the Empire as well, right?
Right. So I've had a foraging and kind of wild foods blog probably for like the last 7 or 8 years now, and that's just my personal little nerdy hobby. And then the Empire asked me
Among
to do
other many hobbies that you have, by the way. You have so many hobbies.
I have a problem saying no to things. And then the Empire last year asked me to do a biweekly column that was going to be a recipe-based and local foods-based. And so, yeah, it's been really fun.
That's like, cool.
Kind of gotten me all fired up back again.
And it's really exciting because it makes you think about how we can make our cuisine like part of where we live. You know, it's a really interesting thing to think about how to make food.
Yeah, absolutely. And I mean, part of what I love about foraging is it really makes you look carefully at the world around you. And, you know, most people in Juneau and in Southeast Alaska spend plenty of time in the woods and
always, you know, picking berries or whatever, right? And that kind of stuff.
And then when you get into foraging, you start to think like you look at every single plant and wonder if you can eat it.
No plant is safe.
No, seriously. Somebody gifted me some flowers for Christmas 1 year, and I was like, I wonder if I could eat these flowers.
Are there things that you like? Do you employ the internet? I mean, you got to make sure things are safe and
Absolutely.
That kind of stuff, right? So, what are the steps you take when you're thinking about that sort of thing?
Sure. Well, I mean, we have a lot of great local resources. So, one is just reaching out to people that you know around town who already do this kind of stuff.
Yeah,
There's some really cool Facebook groups that are specific to Southeast Alaska, and then the Cooperative Extension is awesome. And I don't know, like, whether people understand what it is or not.
Or utilize it as much as it could be.
But
it's incredible, but it's true.
Yeah, it's a public service. It's through the UAF university, our public university. But its office is located here in Juneau. They have full-time staff, and their job is to be there to answer questions for you about agriculture and, you know, local wild foods and I mean, they're just amazing.
All kinds of stuff.
Yeah.
It's amazing this kind of stuff they get into.
Yeah,
it's really
and they
cool.
do all sorts of publications that are they have them for free online. I mean, there's really, really great stuff from them. And then I have a couple, you know, nerdy books that I keep at home. And so if I'm learning a new plant, you know, I'm really careful to kind of pick a sample, take it home, look it up in my books, look it up online, look at pictures, make sure I really know what I'm looking at. And then if I feel positive about it, then I'll go back out and collect whatever I think I need to start experimenting. And then, once I get something going that I think is pretty tasty, I write it up and put it on either the blog or do a column.
Right. That's cool. Is there a favorite time of year for you?
This is a really good time of year.
Spring.
It's just when everything, all those really delicious, tender green things are growing. So
fiddleheads, everyone knows,
fiddleheads,
of course.
Fiddleheads. I don't really like fiddleheads. I get really angry about fiddleheads. They're really hard to clean. I think they're so beautiful, but they take a long time to clean. So I don't even touch fiddleheads anymore.
Some people have a reaction to fiddleheads, too, that I found out. There's a little bit of a specific chemical compound that's in fiddleheads that a very small percentage of people just have a pretty immediate
Well, and that's one thing that you have to be really careful with foraged foods is especially some things like Devil's Club buds. There's not – you can't find a lot of resources about, you know, nutritional studies that have been done on eating Devil's Club buds. So you have to be a little careful and try a little bit, see if it agrees with you. And, you know, I think everything in moderation. But That's totally true, that there are some of those wild foods that we know, you know, historically that people have been able to eat them and be healthy, but everybody's body is different.
Right, right.
So it's a lot of experimenting, I find, but I lost my train of thought.
Well, that's okay. I wanted, because I sort of, number one, you brought in a Devil's Club bud for me. And I sort of said it looks like a rabbit's foot, which I think it sort of looks like a rabbit's foot. It's nice and soft and all that. And you didn't have to do anything terrible to a rabbit to get this.
No. Yeah. I just had to very, very carefully pluck it off the end of a devil's clip stock.
So, yeah, tell me the secret and what technique do you employ to pick
these? So with devil's club, it's a very short period of time that you can pick them. And it's when the buds are really soft. So as soon as I typically pick devil's club buds with a bare hand. So I have one really good thick leather glove on one hand. And so I grab the stock with the leather glove.
Right.
And then I use my bare hand to pick the bud. That way I can really feel whether or not the thorns have started to form.
Because it doesn't take long for them to start.
I mean, it's a matter of days. So right now we're kind of like on the edge of devil's club. I'd say we're right at the tail end of like bud season. So there's still lots of places in town that you can pick them. And you don't actually have to pick very many in order to use them in food because you can feel it's really dense. It's almost like, in a weird way, like a loose Brussels sprout or something.
And then you've brought us Devil's Club pesto today.
I did.
So you've got a little jar of it there, which I'm excited about.
Yeah, I stole some tiny spoons from your kitchen.
It's very nice. I'm very excited about trying this.
Yeah, and I made this in about 10 minutes this morning. And
so pine nuts or what's in here?
So I use walnuts because I am too cheap to buy pine nuts.
Hey!
So the recipe I posted is for walnuts.
Right.
Pine nuts are more traditional. Walnuts are also sort of traditional, cheap version for pesto. But
now what are you getting out of the nuts in pesto? Just the oil content and the – yeah.
Yeah. So I just took a bite. And I think Devil's Club has a really –
smells really wonderful.
Yeah, the smell is delicious. Mm. It's kind of piney, a little bit of citrus, herby. I think there's nothing else that quite tastes like Devil's Club, but it's not like a super overpowering flavor. It's just kind of subtle. But I love it. Like I could eat that jar of pesto.
Yeah, and it's really
– like ice cream. But it's quick and easy to make. So
garlic, of course, is in there.
Yeah. So what I do is I sort of almost like par roast the garlic. I leave the skin on the garlic cloves and then toast it in a pan until the skin gets a little brown.
Mm-hmm.
Raw garlic can just be a little too spicy for most people. And then, you know, when you roast garlic, it gets almost like that caramely sweetness.
Oh, okay.
So I'm going for something halfway between.
Okay. I get that. Yeah.
Yeah.
And because that is one thing that happens to me in pesto sometimes. If it's all raw garlic, it's pretty intense.
It is.
You know?
Yeah.
And
so
the
heat
of whatever you're putting it on often helps that.
For sure.
Right? It softens up that intensity.
Yeah. So I usually do like one clove of raw garlic. And then, you know, I think in the recipe I gave you guys, it's 5 cloves sort of like par roasted and then 1 raw.
Yes.
And so you get a little bit of that spicy garlic and then the rest of it's more of a mellow garlic.
Very good. Yeah, right.
Yeah. But so that's – I remember what I was saying. So Devil's Club buds are growing right now. Twisted stock is growing right now. Fireweed shoots. We're just going to start into spruce tips, which are super popular. There's just all sorts of really cool stuff growing right now and for like the next 2 weeks, I would say. So I definitely – like it's a good time to – I think this green stuff is some of the more interesting things to experiment with in
and
the kitchen.
And you're right. That pesto is so interesting. It's got a – you know, the Devil's Club just has that tanginess sort of at the end of it. That's really interesting.
And there's nothing else like it.
Yeah, there's nothing else like it.
It's totally Southeast Alaska and that's what I love about it. I just think it's a really unique – local flavor that you're never going to get in a restaurant and anywhere pretty much other than somewhere here.
Well, Erin Anais Heist, thanks so much for coming in and letting us know about the Devil's Club pesto. And that recipe is online at kto.org/JunoAfternoon. You can go and check out Erin's awesome recipe for Devil's Club pesto. Erin, thanks so much for coming in and telling us all about that.
Thanks
really
for having
appreciate
me.
It. And support for Juno Afternoon comes from Sentinel Coffee.